Welcome to your five for the day. Many years ago, before the sensitive and politically correct society in which we live today, there was a boy who was continually in trouble. He was forever breaking the rules and always getting into trouble at school. His father could not understand why. He provided for him in every way, with a good home. He spent time with him fishing and going to his football and cricket matches. He showered him with his unconditional love, but the father just couldn't figure out why the boy wouldn't mind. He'd been raised in church and had even been in Sunday school for 5 years. His father was consistently reading the Bible to him, and his father had never provoked him to anger. His son's behaviour was a mystery to him. One day, when his son was upstairs playing around with his cricket bat, which he'd been told repeatedly not to do, he ended up breaking one of his bedroom windows. The boy was 10 years old and certainly knew better, because his father had told him time and again to not play ball in the house. The father headed upstairs and took off his belt. The boy knew what was coming, so he voluntarily bent over and kneeled next to his bed, but the father said, "Son, here, take this belt," which his son did. Then his father took off his shirt and kneeled down on the bed and said, "Son, I want you to give me 7 lashes with this belt across my back." His son started to cry and said that he couldn't do it. His father kept insisting until the son finally relented and started hitting his father across the back with the belt, but it wasn't hard enough. He said, "Harder, son, harder." When the boy finally lashed the belt across his father's back 7 times with greater force, the father asked him, "Son, do you know why I had you do this?" The son said, "No." The father said, "When Jesus went to the cross for us, he took the worst punishment that has ever been inflicted upon any man. He was pummeled, he was beaten. His beard was plucked out and he was punished like no one has ever been punished. Who do you really think did this to Jesus?" The boy, still whimpering, hesitated and finally said he thought it was the Jews or the Romans. But the boy's father said, "No. It was God the Father who punished Jesus for everything that we have ever done wrong or will ever do wrong in the future. He took the punishment that he didn't deserve to save those who didn't deserve saving. This is how much the Father and Jesus loved us. It was God's love most gloriously displayed for us who deserved actually his wrath." The boy was shaken deeply by this lesson, and from that day forward the boy never seemed to get into the same amount of trouble again. Not perfect, but changed. Maybe it was because he wasn't sure how his dad would react again. The boy didn't ever want to use the belt on his dad again, although the father never said anything more about it. Whatever it was, the message of God's love displayed on the cross by Christ forever changed this young man, and it can forever change us. The boy was not perfect after that, by no means, but neither are we even after being saved. But that doesn't take away what was accomplished at the cross. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall for evermore endure the saints and angels' song.